Robert Steele is director of the Prindle Institute for Ethics and a distinguished professor of journalism ethics at DePaul University in Greencastle, Indiana. He also serves as a Nelson Poynter Scholar for Journalism Values at the Poynter Institute in St. Petersburg, a school for journalists where he was on the faculty for 19 years.
The purpose of journalism and the primary obligation of journalism is to pursue that truth and to report it as fully and as accurately and as quickly as possible.
But in these days of quickly changing technology, the lines of journalism have blurred. Those winds of change have jumbled up everything, even journalism awards. South Florida Society of Professional Journalism President Michael Koretsky.
In the past, it's been very simple, right? Best investigative news story. I don't need to give a judge any extra instructions. Pick the one that's the most investigative. User-generated content, think they need a couple more rules than whatever you think flies, because we haven't even defined the category yet.
The Society of Professional Journalists is a nationwide organization for journalists. Every year, the South Florida chapter honors the best reporting from around the state with the Sunshine State Awards. But this year's awards have the new chapter president perplexed. For example, take the Broward Bulldog. It's a finalist for the civil law reporting category. But Koretsky points out the Bulldog is online only.
The other finalists for that's the Associated Press and the South Florida Business Journal. Well, the Broward Bulldog, you know, I mean, that's a website. It's run by a bunch of ex-reporters that took a buyout or got laid off from all those big newspapers here. But why didn't they enter under blog? I mean, they're entering under a regular category, and they're a finalist. It didn't matter that they don't have a print product. They did damn good journalism.
Pitting bloggers versus journalists is a fight almost as old as the internet. But Poynter's Robert Steele says it seems to hover over the vanishing business model of newspapers in shrinking newsrooms.
Within the last 5 years in particular, the economic models of American journalism have shattered, and the technological changes have been exponential in both the ways in which journalists gather and process the news, as well as the way in which journalism disseminates. At the same time, you have lots of other individuals who are quasi-journalists or not really journalists, but information providers putting forth lots of information in this digital arena.
Curtis Ross is the pop music critic for the Tampa Tribune. He was just a couple of years into his career when he began working for the Tribune in 1987. Back then, there were word processors with black screens and green blinking lights.
Obviously, the one thing that newspapers could never compete with TV with over the years has been immediacy. And, now that we are more connected with the internet product, you know, it does give us the chance for a little more immediacy.
Ross has seen a lot of coworkers and friends leave the newspaper industry because their jobs have disappeared. He says his writing and reporting has also been affected. Ross writes a column called Liner Notes for the paper every Friday. He also posts shorter articles to a blog by the same name.
People who get the paper may or may not read what I write, but when I'm on the internet, I'm just one of millions of other people out there with a byline and a little corner of the internet to try to attract people to.
Catherine Durkin Robinson was a high school teacher whose students challenged her to turn her love for writing into action. So in 2005, she started a politically left-leaning blog called Out in Left Field.
I'm writing about social issues sometimes. A lot of times, though, I'm writing about myself.
Though no longer a teacher, Durkin Robinson still has a day job and aspires to make her living as a writer. Currently, she supplements her income by writing for several different media outlets in Tampa and beyond.
For The Trib, I write about getting older and all the funny and wacky things that happen. And then for Creative Loafing and other papers, I write about parenting.
Durkin Robinson's columns in the weekly Creative Loafing have been nominated in the humorous commentary category.
I've had people write to me, very angry with me, saying, I'm a journalist and I'm supposed to be unbiased. And I have to explain to them, I'm not a journalist. I'm a writer.
So until categories find solid ground again, ethics professor Steele suggests that good work will stand for itself.
I think one way to address this is to talk about journalism and define journalism rather than to get bogged down in defining who is a journalist.
The 17th annual Sunshine State Awards will be held June 11th in Hollywood, Florida. Reporting for WMNF News, this is Dawn Morgan Elliott.